So I'll call the meeting of the Madison Street Tax Increment Financing District meeting of February 15th, 2023 to order. Roll call. Village of River Forest, present. County of Cook, River Forest Township,
present.
Trenton Community College, District 504. River Forest Public School District 90.
Ed Condon, present.
Oak Park and River Forest Consolidated High School District 200.
Greg Johnson, present.
River Forest Park District. And our public member.
Susan Altera, present.
That will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the January 12th, 2022 meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I will do Director Rosie McAdams to give an overview of the TIF activities from the last fiscal year.
So as you received in your packet, we filed the annual tax increment finance report with the state, which kind of gives a summary of everything that the activities and what the TIF has brought in revenues and what the expenditures have been. So last fiscal year, tax incremental dollars we brought in $840,110. So cumulative revenues or tax receipts we've received in the TIF so far since its inception is $1,480,762. That is based on the difference between what the EAV was frozen at back in 2016, and now, which was at $9,605,600, and now it's at $16,652,480. So those are the tax incremental dollars that we've received, and we've received last year we received just over $1,000 in interest. Expenditures last year were totaled $113,900 or 901, which basically was gas and electricity at the homes that were. That the village that is owned by the in the TIF district, cameras were put up along Madison Street, and interest on the loans that the general fund of the village loaned to the TIF district for the purchase of those properties. Other than that, so right now there's a fund balance of $852,931, but remember, we still the TIF still needs to pay back the village for the purchase of those properties, which is on page. Of the report. Sorry, it's under section 3.3, $2,023,000. The TIF still owes the village. And with that, that's pretty much the financial piece of the report. Any questions at this point?
Remind me, please, how many properties that were purchased?
Penn Lathrop, 11 Ashland, and the
LCFS, which is 7612 to 7620 Madison Street. They're all interconnected.
Thank you.
And I do have some just clarification questions about some of the financial stuff. I don't know if now is a good time or if you wanted to.
Sure.
Okay. So one, it's just kind of a minor, I think it's a formatting thing, but up at the top of section two, so I know the primary use of the redevelopment project area is combination mixed, and then next line down, if combined mix list component types, and right now on this report it just shows commercial retail, but I know from previous years it also said residential and institutional. Was that just cut off?
It was cut off because it is definitely all in there when you look online at the report.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was just looking at it in the packet.
Correct.
If you look at the actual report.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. And then the one question, because there's the demo agreement that was entered into, but was that after this fiscal year?
Yeah.
Correct. So this fiscal year ends May. The fiscal year that we're discussing ended April 30th, 2022, and the agreement was approved in September.
Okay.
So a lot of those recent expenditures.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, so in section 3.2A, the general government of 2,333, is that the gas and electricity?
That's
for
the gas home? And electric. Yeah.
Okay. And then the contractual services, is that what last year was called consulting, legal fees, and audit?
It includes audit, consulting services, and village attorney expenses.
Okay. And then I noticed in, like, there was one year in for fiscal year 2020 that there were annual administrative costs listed for like $12,622, and I've never seen it in any of the other years of looking at these reports. So I'm just curious how there can be.
I think that was an error in where it was labeled 2 years ago. Remember, we determined it was the agreements between either In-N-Out Fitness or the other business, and we moved it the following year.
Okay. And then the capital, so on page two of that, there's a capital outlay of $51,691.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the cameras?
That's the cameras and maintenance of the landscaping on Madison Street.
Okay. And then, so section 3.2B, I realize it's optional to list all vendors that were paid in excess of $10,000, and there's nothing filled out here. Is there, like, were there payments that were over $10,000?
To Griffin Systems and Company for the cameras.
Okay. So I guess just a request on my part, like I think every year at this meeting, I'm kind of asking the same questions of what is this? What, you know, like just for sake of transparency.
Sure.
It would be really nice just to have a little bit more clarity rather
sure.
than just seeing.
No problem.
Yeah. A big line item of $50,000. This fiscal year EAV was the same as last year's, and that's because like the assessed value is only every 3 years.
We didn't get assessed values until like December or
okay.
something.
Gotcha.
So we didn't have the information available at that point.
Gotcha. That makes sense. All right. Thank you.
And in regards to other activities within this TIF district, one thing that is going on currently is our Economic Development Commission wanted to revisit some of our zoning restrictions on the corridors of Madison Street and North Avenue. So there's been some work towards that. There's some draft language and concepts for what could potentially go on Madison Street, not specific proposals, but we've identified some sites that, including the village-owned property, that might be attractive for development, and the intent is to make our code competitive for development for a user property. So hoping to have sometime early spring those recommendations buttoned up for the village board and zoning board's consideration. Aside from that, in terms of physical changes, the demolition of the property began last week. We ran into a little bit of trying to do some due diligence on materials in the building. So we had another inspector come out to review the site before proceeding with any further demolition. The plan is still to get that demolition complete.
Okay, so yeah, because I was wondering, it started and then it stopped. So
yeah, so what happened, the contractors took the bite out of the building there on the west side of the building. They identified materials that they were not expecting to find, or what they believed to be the case. So they stopped immediately, notified me, and we called an inspector out to come review the property, and we're still waiting back to get some of those results. So demolition will not proceed until we have.
And one other question. So as far as the House Hill Living work that's being done on, kind of the modeling and looking at that, is that work being paid for out of the TIF?
Yes. We're splitting the cost up for that project between the two TIF funds, 31.
Okay. And is any of that reflected in this?
No,
this is a separate.
It will be next fiscal year.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, that work didn't really begin until October or November
okay.
of 22.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? No public comment. I don't believe anyone has. With that, our next meeting will be Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Condon.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.